Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Grand Island Northwest High School. Blaine Gulis with you. We'll turn our attention to the boys' contest here tonight as Adams Central loses the girls' game to Grand Island Northwest in overtime by the score of 39-31. So the Patriots fall to 8-3 on the girls' side of things. Northwest goes to 3-5. The Adams Central boys and the Grand Island Northwest boys will be tipping off in just a couple of minutes. Adams Central, of course, coming into this game with a 10 wins and no losses. The Patriots are coming off a couple of wins in the last week. Last Saturday, Adams Central defeated a 7-1 St. Paul team, 58-54 on the Patriots' floor last Saturday. Then on Monday night, the postponed contest from earlier in the season. Adams Central defeated Loup City by the score of 59-31, but it was not that easy for the Patriots in the first half. In fact, Adams Central led only 5-3 after the first quarter, but the Patriots then poured in 24 points in the second quarter to the Red Raiders, 4 points in the second quarter. Adams Central had a 29-7 halftime lead, went on to win it 59-31 to pick up their 10th win of the year against no losses. Zach Hunt led the way with 17. Brady Barrett had 10 for the Patriots. So Adams Central is 10-0 on the year, and they will come into this contest looking for victory number 11 against the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Ryan Rathke, the former coach, of course, at Ventura for many years in his second season at Grand Island Northwest. Vikings come in, they played only six games this year. They've won two, and they've lost four contests. They started the season beating Central City in double overtime, 53-49. Then the Vikings lost to Seward, 51-27, beat Lexington, a district foe for both these teams. Lexington defeated by Northwest, 42-41. But the Vikings have lost three in a row to 6-2 Norfolk Catholic, to 6-4 Sydney, and to 5-4 York. So the Vikings have dropped three in a row, but to three teams with winning records, and they have the Patriots at 10-0 here tonight. And these two teams, the Patriot basketball team for the boys, is in Class B this year, and these two teams will be in the same district this year, joining Hastings High, McCook, Lexington, and Holdridge in that district in late February. So we have Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Adams Central is expected to start in the contest, the usual five. Zach Hunt, the 6'1" senior, averages around 17 points a game, the leading scorer for the Patriots. Nick Stein, a 6'1" junior, he's around the 10-point average on the season. Connor Lyons, about 9 points a game, 6'3" senior, expected to start in the pivot. The guards, 5'9" senior, Nate Arnold, who gives you about 8 or 9 a game, and Brady Barrett, the 6-foot sophomore, and that double figure scored about 11 per contest. And Barrett, Arnold, Hunt, Lyons, and Stein expected to start before Adams Central. We'll check the starting lineup for Grand Island Northwest. We do know that they're going to have a Drew Skalka as a 6'1" sophomore. He will be starting for Northwest. He averages 5 points and 2 points. 2 rebounds per contest. Northwest scores only 41 points a game. They give up 57. They've struggled from the floor. They've been out-rebounded on average for game two, and they do not have a double-figure score on average on the ball club. Drew Skalka will be starting, the 6'1" sophomore for Grand Island Northwest. There's also expected to start the 6'4" junior Patrick Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg averages 5.5 points and 6.8 rebounds. Carter Eberhardt, a 6'4" senior. Carter Eberhardt for Northwest averages 6 points a game and 3.7 rebounds. The 5'8 freshman, Alec Waters, expected to start, and the freshman averages 4.8 points and 2 rebounds. And Jared Gustafson is expected to start, the 6-foot sophomore for Northwest. He's a 6.4, 1.8 average on the rebound. So a lot of guys around the 5-6-7 point mark as far as scoring for Northwest. Nobody in double figures. And again, they've struggled at 41 points a game, giving up 57 per contest for Grand Island Northwest. And again, they are 2-4 on the year. Starting lineups being announced here to the crowd. We'll keep it here to begin this boys basketball game. Adam Center sends out Hunt and Stein, Connor Lyons, Nate Arnold, and Brady Barrett. It is Alec Waters, the 5'8 freshman, along with Nick May, the 5'10 senior. So Nick May will get the start for Grand Island Northwest. May will start. Garrett Gustafson, a 6-foot sophomore, will start. So it's a three-guard situation. Gustafson, Waters, and May. There's Drew Skalker, the 6'1" sophomore for Grand Island Northwest. And Carter Eberhardt, the 6'4" senior. So May starting and Stoltenberg not starting for Northwest. It's Eberhardt, Drew Skalker, Gustafson, Nick May, and Alec Waters for Grand Island Northwest in this contest. So basically, it's a three-guard situation. Waters is 5'8", May 5'10", Gustafson 6'. Now, the Patriots like to get up and down the floor and run. They average about 70 per contest. And they're in the traveling blue, the new blue uniforms. And the Patriots will go from right to left to start this one. And they have Alf Hunt, Ryan Stein, Arnold, and Brady Barrett. Again, Adams Central 10-0 in the year. Northwest at 2-4. But the Adams Central Patriots know that they are in for a battle here tonight against Grand Island Northwest, the Class B team, and these two teams were in the same district last year, will be again this year. So these two teams may be meeting for the first of, who knows, maybe two times this basketball season. But the district is a month, more than a month away. This is regular season, and here we go with Northwest in the home white with the black and gold numerals and trim. Carter Eberhardt, the 6'4 senior, injured much of the football season, got in there late for Northwest, and he's a big guy, 6'4", and he's a wide body inside, so the Patriots will contend with that. Connor Lyons gets the tip to Arnold, and Adam Sundell from right to left will start the basketball game. On offense here, man-to-man defense set up to start it for Grand Island Northwest. Lyons with it now to Stein. Stein to the free throw line, spins, fakes, no shot, out to Arnold for three from the wing, in the air, in the hole. Nate Arnold for three. So a quick three, Patriots in the lead, pressure in the backcourt by Adams Central. Alec Waters, the freshman, with the basketball for Northwest, in the backcourt to Gustafson. Garrett with the basketball, picked up by Hunt. Across the timeline is Gustafson. Good solid defense by the Patriots, now to Waters. 3-0 Patriots, and a quick three-pointer by Arnold to Gustafson. Left wing now to Skalka. Drew with it to sophomore, to Eberhardt, top of the key line. And man-to-man, he does a pass too strong, intended for Skalka, and a neat turnover Northwest. Patriot basketball. First minute of play in our boys game here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. In overtime, Northwest wins the girls game. Hunt will drive, a fall away from seven off the backboard and rim. No good rebound shot put up by Connor Lyons is good. Offensive board and score. Connor Lyons, 5-0 Patriot. Backcourt pressure by Adam Central. Waters with it. The 5'8 freshman for Grand Island Northwest. To the timeline, front court pass and a 10-second call. Patriots defense forces a 10-second call. Northwest can't get it across the center court line in 10 seconds. They turn it over, number two on Northwest. Patriot ball, far sideline at the timeline, and Nate Arnold Lindbaum does to Zach Hunt. Patriots jumped out to, what, a quick 9-0 lead over St. Paul last Saturday. It was 11-0 in that ball game. They got the first five here. Lyons steps out, takes the three in the air, in the hole, nothing but net. Connor Lyons with the last five. Adams Central quickly out to an 8-0 lead with 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Backcourt is Nick May, the quarterback of Grand Island Northwest. He's the third guard in this offense. Front court pass picked off by Lyons. Another turnover Northwest. Pass too strong for Zach Hunt. And the Patriots try to take the break, and the Patriots turn it right back over to Northwest. 8-0 Adams Central with 6:19 to go in the first quarter, and there's going to be a timeout. Ryan Rafsky and Grand Island Northwest will take one with 6:19 to go in the first quarter. Adams Central 8, Granada Northwest, nothing. We're back in 30 seconds.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
A quick 8-0 lead for Adam Settle. Now remember, as we said through the first six, the Vikings are averaging only 41 points a game, so they have to keep this score down, find themselves some more offense. They're already down 8-0. Waters in the backcourt to Gustafson. Line pass now to Nick May. May into the scoring zone. The senior for Granada Northwest to Gustafson. To the free throw line. Stop. Pass underneath to Gustafson. Shot partially blocked. Galka's shot partially blocked. And a foul going to be called on Adam Central. Galka will go to the line. The 6'1" in sophomore. Connor Lyons picked up the foul. And a two-shot situation for Zeus Galka. And the 6'1" in sophomore. Galka will shoot a couple here. Free throw up, and it's going to be down. The first point of the game, Galka from the free throw line, is a 50% free throw shooter. Makes the first. Foul in the act. 8-1. Second free throw. This one's up, and this one's going to be good. 8-2. Patriots with the lead as Drew makes them both. Patriots with the lead. Hunt quickly in the front court to Arl. Into the lane. Quick move and a shot up and good by Nate Arl. Good burst of speed, 5 for Arl, 5 for Lyons, 10-2 Patriots. Backcourt Gustafson facing the zone pressure of Adam Central, 2-2-1 zone. Gustafson's pass is going to be picked off by Lyons, turnover Northwest. Frontcourt to Hunt, to Arl in the lane, dishes and tending to dish. Behind the arc to Stein, but tipped out of bounds by the Vikings. Patriots using their speed and quickness, lead at 10-2. Jumped out to the quick lead here, they will inbound. Hunt with the basketball for Adam Central to inbound. Pulls it in to Brady Baird, who touches it for the first time on offense for the Patriots. To Nate Arl, hands the ball to Hunt, and the Patriots will start the offense against this man-to-man defense of Adams. And a three-pointer by Arl is going to be wide, no good, and picked up there by Carter Everhart on the rebound for Northwest. 10-2, Adams Central, 5:22 to go. Period number one, Nick May, front court for the Vikings now. Top of the key to Gustafson, to May. May in the right corner with it. To Everhart, guarded by Lyons. Everhart looks to pass underneath. It's tipped away, stolen by Lyons. Stiff turnover on Northwest. Lyons front court to Barrett, alone for three in the air. Out of there, no good. Tipped into the lane. It's going to be grabbed by Gustafson. Ahead to May, one-on-one. May drives, shoots, and scores. Nick May with the field goal for Northwest. 10-4, Patriots with the six-point lead. Quickly, Hunt drives and scores. Zach Hunt falling to the floor and scores. 12-4, Patriots. Backcourt, it's Waters. Alec Waters for Northwest. Across that timeline into the scoring zone to our right. Double team there. Pass tipped by Arl. Stole another turnover Northwest. Hart will drive. Dishes off to Stein. Keeps him scores. Nice assist. Arl. Basket Stein. 14-4. Patriots with a 10-point lead. Timeout again. Ryan Rafty and Granada Northwest will take a timeout with 4:29 to go in the first quarter. Adam Central 14. Granada Northwest 4. Back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Adam Central out of the quick 14-4 lead, and you got some people a little bit gassed out there for Northwest, and they sent in some substitutions. Michael Casper, a 6'3 senior. Logan Yelkin, a 6'3 senior into the game. And Mike Marion, a 5'11 senior for Northwest. Staying in the game is Alec Waters and Garrett Gustafson. And the Patriots are now going to take a timeout here. They wanted to see who Northwest sent out on the floor. The Patriots are going to try to match up here with this. As three new players come in with Northwest, we'll keep it here now. Yelkin has come in, and Marion and Casper for Northwest, and Waters has stayed on the floor with Gustafson. So Skalka, Eberhardt, and Nick May have gone to the bench for Northwest as the Patriots have had a very fast pace in this first half, and they lead it by the score of 14-4, 5 for Nate Arnold, 5 for Connor Lyons, 2 apiece for Zach Hunt and Nick Stein. And the Patriots out for the 14-4 lead in the contest. Adams Central girls and boys will be hosting Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. It's soup supper night over Patriots School tomorrow night, so you can get some great food over there and benefit the Adams Central Booster Club and Adams Central School, and serving from, 4:30 to 7:30. JV games begin at 4:30. The girls' game scheduled for 6. The boys at 7:45. Soup supper night at Adams Central tomorrow night. Donovan Trumbull comes down, so all the good folks from Donovan Trumbull can come and have some food and watch their ball club play tomorrow night against Adams Central. But tonight, the Patriots and Granada Northwest, and we're early in this contest, 4:29 to go. Adams Central leading 14-4. Northwest inbounds, and Waters has it in the backcourt. Waters to Gustafson across that timeline for Northwest. In the corner to Marion, pass underneath, shot put up, it's good by Michael Casper. He fouled, he'll go to the line to shoot one, so Casper comes in off the bench. Beneficiary of the good pass there, scores, and a foul called on the Patriots, Nick Stein, and Michael Casper goes for the three-point play. It's off there, no good, rebounded by Hunt. 14-6 Patriots. Front court quickly, Adams Central. Arnold, top of the key to Hunt. Left wing to Arnold. He will drive, put up a shot. Off, no good, but he's fouled. Nate Arnold with a burst of speed into the lane. Put the shot up off the glass. It rolled off the rim, no good, and a foul called on Mike Marion of Granada Northwest, and Nate Arnold to the line to shoot two. So Arnold has put on a couple of bursts of speed. He scored 5 points. We'll shoot two here. 4:09 to go, first quarter. The Patriots, again, average about 70 a game. Northwest at a 41 a contest. Arnold makes the first. He has 6, and it's 15-6. The Patriots want to get up and down the floor and run. So far, so good. That's 6 turnovers on Northwest, only 1 on Adams Central. Arnold second is good. Makes them both. He has 7 already. The Patriots lead it 16-6. Alex Waters in the backcourt to Gustafson. Now to Marion. Marion in the backcourt for Northwest. Back to Gustafson across that timeline. Garrett's pass is tipped out of bounds by Nick Stein. Got the left hand, and there goes off his hand. You know, about the second row on the far sideline, Northwest to inbound. And Alec Waters, the freshman, will do it. Will throw it in for Northwest. 3:59 to go, first quarter, 16-6, Adams Central. Inbound is to Casper. Back to Waters. Alec Waters' pass picked off, stolen by Hunt. He will drive, shoot, and score. Jack Hunt gets high, almost thought about maybe jamming that one down. Did not. He has 4:18-6. Patriots' biggest lead. Gustafson goes by 3 defenders into the lane. Loses control. Lost it to Barrett. Steel Barrett. Long pass front court to Hunt. 8th turnover on Northwest. 18-6 Adams Central. Now the Patriots will slow it up. Stein with the basketball. Back to Hunt. 3:30 to go first quarter. 18-6 Adams Central. Hunt. Corner pass to Arnold. Takes the 3. Top of the key to Barrett. Man-to-man defense for Northwest. Barrett dishes in the corner. Arnold left alone for 3. Going to be in the hole. Nate Arnold with 10 this quarter. Adams Central leads 21-6. Pass front court with the basketball. Casper, he will drive to the baseline. Fishes off. Shot put up from the wing. It's going to be off there. No good by Logan Yelkin. Rebound to Connor Lyons. Lyons to Arnold. Patriots want to run with 3 minutes to go. Front court. Arnold dishes to Barrett for 3 in the air. In and out. No good. Rebounded out of there by Casper. Michael Casper for Northwest gives it up in the backcourt to Garrett Gustafson. Gustafson across the timeline with 2:50 to play to Alec Waters. 21-6 Patriots. Fast paced indeed this first quarter. Logan Yelkin, the senior, to Watts on the baseline. Left alone from 16 is Casper, and he scores. Michael Casper has 4 coming in off that Northwest end. After their 8 points, 21-8. Arnold will drive underneath the bat. Lost control off his foot and out of bounds. Second turnover in the Patriots. Drew Skalka, Carter Eberhardt back in for Granada Northwest. First substitutions for Adams Central, Calvin Ott, Matt Obermiller, and Jake Fowler. Stein stays out there, and Barrett stays out. Hunt, Lyons, and Arnold will get a rest. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter, 21-8 Patriots. Patriots haven't had a chance to get their rotation in there. It's been too fast paced. Yelkin take the shot in the air, in and out, no good from 3. Ott rebound. His pass is deflected, but Stein grabs it for Adams Central. Runs from right to left. Nick Stein into the scoring zone, double dribble. Bounced it off his hip, and Nick had a double dribble. retain possession. Nick May checks back in, the 5'10 senior for Northwest, and the first rest for Garrett Gustafson. 21-8 Patriots. Their largest lead has been 15-21-6. They have been up and down the floor, and the Patriots with the 13-point lead. And down in the backcourt to Drew Skalka. Skalka for Northwest across that timeline. Drew with the basketball, gives it up to May. Jake Fowler on him, man-to-man Patriot defense. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 21-8, Adam Settle shot in the air from three. Is going to be off, no good. Northwest tries to save it. Three players on the deck on the baseline, and they say it's off a Viking. Logan Yelkin was there, tried to control it on the missed shot, but couldn't. It's off Yelkin, Patriot basketball. 1:55 to go, first quarter. 21-8, Patriot. Jake Fowler for Adam Central crosses that timeline. Fowler is the 5'9 freshman. Fowler to Overmiller, back to Fowler, takes the three from the wing in the air, going to bounce out of there. No, Calvin Ott with a big rebound, misses the shot. Tip by Stein, over, tipped out of bounds by the Vikings, say the official. Big rebound there by Ott, but he missed the follow shot. Stein missed the tip, and it goes out of bounds off the Viking. Overmiller to inbound, does to Ott. Ott in the lane, turn shot short, rebound by Overmiller, fake shoot, rolls off, and then face down. Overmiller, that one circles the bucket a couple times. Stays down 23-8, Patriots. 1:24 to go, period number one. May front court, guarded by Fowler, Nick May. The pass now to Mike Marion, to Skalka. Drew with a pass underneath to Marion. Mike turns, shoots, no good, but he's hit on the play, and a foul on Adam Central. To the line to shoot two is going to be Mike Marion for Northwest. Marion is a 5'11 senior. And the foul whistled on Matt Overmiller, that's his first. And to the line is Marion to shoot two. It's 23-8, Adam Central. 1:11 to go, first quarter. Free throw up, nothing but net there by Marion. Vikings 3 out of 3 from the line. Patriots 2 out of 2. Haven't had a missed free throw. Quickly into the game, Zach Hollister, 5'10 junior for Adam Central. Zach Hollister in there. The Patriots, Nick Stein gets the breather. Marion makes the second free throw. It's 23-10, Adam Central. Quickly, front court, Jake Fowler for the Patriots will stop and pop from 15. Long, no good, rebounded out of there by Skalka. Skalka, front court, passes behind Logan Yelkin and out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on Northwest. Freshman Alec Waters, the starter, and another starting guard, Garrett Gustafson, the 6-foot sophomore in for Northwest. May goes out, and Skalka goes out. Well, there's 5 apiece on the floor. 1 minute to play, first quarter, 23-10, Adams Central. They have the ball. Fowler front court. Dishes off to Barrett. Barrett in the corner to Fowler. Left alone there for three in the air. Bounces out, no good. Rebound by Barrett. He will play. Shot put up. He's whacked on the wrist on the play. Foul on Logan Yelkin for Northwest into the free throw line is going to be Brady Barrett. Barrett will shoot two for the Patriots. Barrett, a double-figure scorer on the season for the Patriots. Brady Barrett to the line to shoot two. Free throw up and good. 24-10, Adams Central. Barrett's first point. 10 this quarter for Nate Arnold. 5 for Connor Lyons. Second free throw good by Barrett. Makes them both. 25-10 with 45 seconds to go. And quickly, Zach Hunt into the game for Brady Barrett. That may be set up for the final shot of the quarter if the Patriots get that by bringing Hunt in. 44 seconds to go, 25-10, Patriots. Alec Waters across that timeline. Pass on the right side to Yelkin. Yelkin's pass picked off by Ott. 10th turnover on Northwest. Hunt, bounce pass in the front court to Hollister. Hollister back to Overmiller, left alone for three. Going to be short, no good up the rim. Battle far to the far baseline, picked up there by Logan Yelkin. Yelkin with 23 seconds to go. Front court pass down to Yelkin. He will drive, shoot, and miss the shot. Yelkin missed that shot. Patriots rebound with 15 seconds to go, and Zach Hunt has it. The Patriots can go for the last shot in period number one, leading by 15. Hunt gets the screen from Ott. 8 seconds to go to Overmiller with 5. Overmiller in the corner to Fowler for 3 in the air. Going to bounce out, no good. Ott with the rebound. Tip try, no good. Tip on Overmiller. Good at the buzzer. It will count. Matt Overmiller with the offensive rebound and cutback. He tipped it in at the buzzer. Adams Central leads after 1. Patriots 27. Right on a Northwest 10, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Dream. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Central comes out and scores 27 points in the first quarter, leads by 17 over the Vikings, 27-10. 10 for Nate Arnold, 5 for Connor Lyons, 4 each for Zach Hunt and Matt Overmiller, and 2 apiece for Nick Stein and Brady Barrett. 27 for the Patriots, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, only 3 turnovers on the Patriots, 10 on Grand Island Northwest, and they're led by Michael Castle, who's coming off the bench. Score 4 points, 2 each for Deuce Skulka, Nick May, and Mike Marion. Vikings 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, and Adam Central just up and down the floor as a 17-point lead here at the quarter, their biggest of the game, at 27-10. They sent out Nate Arnold, Brady Barrett, Nick Stein, Zach Hunt, Connor Lyons, and 5 starters, Carter Eberhardt, Mike Marion, Alec Waters, Garrett Gustafson, and Drew Skulka for Grand Island Northwest. Eight minutes to go in the second quarter, about ready to begin the second quarter. 27-10, Adams Central with the lead. Here's we'll begin the second quarter. A message to the crowd, apparently a laser pointer being used by someone in the crowd here, and the activities director, Grand Island Northwest, Rocky Allman, in no uncertain terms to stop it. There's the break in the score for Grand Island Northwest. Drew Skulka gets his fourth point, first field goal, so a quick score by Northwest. There's a pass for Arnold. He tries to save it and does to Barrett. Barrett drives, shot put up and good, and Barrett hits the floor and he's fouled. Brady Barrett with the drive and score, 4 for Barrett, 29-12, and Brady Barrett will go to the line and try to shoot and complete this three-point play. Foul called on Grand Island Northwest, and Brady Barrett will go to the line, and it is whistled on Carter Eberhardt, his first. Barrett's free throw is good. The Barrett now has 5, and the Patriots have 30, and they lead 30-12 here early in period number 2. Suncourt, it's Waters for Grand Island Northwest, and he palms the basketball. Turnover Northwest number 11 on the Vikings in this game. 7:38 to go early in the second. Grand Island Northwest trailing Adams Central 30-12 in our second and 2 here on 1230 KHS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Arnold with it, deep on the left wing. To the free throw line, into the lane, stops, dishes back out to Stein for 3 in the air, in the hole, nothing but net. Nick Stein with 5. Patriots have built the lead already up to 21 points. It's 33-12, and we're still in the first minute of the second quarter. Waters with it for Grand Island Northwest. Arnold with an even pass tip. Hunt tries to tip it ahead, does to Barrett. Another turnover Northwest. Arnold will drive, left-handed shot up and good. Nate Arnold with 12, and it's 35-12. Patriots all over Northwest. Timeout, Brian Rapke. He's got to come up with a new strategy here. The Patriots running the Vikings out of the gym right now. We'll take a timeout. We've played 1 minute and 1 second of the second quarter. Adams Central 35, Grand Island Northwest 12. We're back in 30 seconds.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
6 minutes and 59 seconds to go in the second quarter. Adams Central with the lead, 35-12. Grand Island Northwest girls beat Adams Central 39-31 in overtime in the first one. With all the city high school teams in action tonight, the Hastings High girls and boys playing at McCook. St. Cecilia at home to Southern Valley in doubleheaders tonight. Hastings College Broncos basketball women and men at Dort in Sioux Center, Iowa. Tomorrow afternoon at 1:45 right here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Adams Central will be on defense. It's Arnold, Stein, Barrett, Lyons, and Hunt. 35-12. in favor of Adams Central. Carter Eberhardt's out there with Garrett Gustafson, Alec Waters, Drew Skalka, and Mike Marion for Northwest. Again, 6:59 to go in period number two. Adams Central leading 35-12, Northwest basketball. And Alec Waters, the 5'8 freshman, will dribble it into the scoring zone for Northwest. Basket to our right here. Waters with it, man-to-man defense all evening long for Adams Central. Waters drive, shot put up, scoop shot off there, no good, just rolled out. Foul on the Patriots as Waters got to the rim that time. And a foul called on Adams Central. Nick Stein, number two on Nick. And to the free throw line is going to be the freshman, Alec Waters, for Grand Island Northwest. 6:46 to go before halftime. The Patriots have a 22-point lead. Free throw up and going to be good by Waters. 5 out of 6 from the line for the Vikings. Stein will go out now with 2 fouls, and Zach Hollister played a little bit in the first quarter. Back in there, the 5'10 junior for the Patriots. Alec Waters' second free throw. Up and good, 35-14. Patriots as Waters makes them both. And Adams Central basketball, front court is on. He will drive, put the shot up, no good, but he's fouled by Carter Eberhardt. Now the Vikings have Eberhardt, the big 6'4" and senior. And Carter's got some bulk on him, and he picks up the foul. That's his second. He's out there staying off of Nate Arland. Nate has just been taking it to the hoop against Carter. Carter picks up his second foul. And Patrick Stoltenberg is going to check in, the 6'4" junior for Northwest after these Arl free throws. Nate to the line. He scored 12 points. He misses the free throw, first of two. He was fouled in the act. Arl had 10 in the first quarter, 2 in this quarter. Stoltenberg comes in. Eberhardt does not go out. Going out is Mike Marion. So we have Stoltenberg 6'4", and Eberhardt 6'4", to kind of clog that lane up a little bit for Northwest. Arl eyes the second. This one's in the air. This one's up and rolls down. 13 for Arl, 36 for the Patriots. They lead by 22. 6:38 to go before halftime. Waters, front court for Northwest. Gets the screen, uses it, goes to his left. Behind the arc, left side, fakes the shot. Now puts up a runner from 7 off the back of the iron. They'll get a whistle. Going to be a push on the play on Northwest as they look for rebounding position. And that is the third one there on Carter Eberhardt. And he's probably going to have to sit down with 3 fouls now. 3 on Eberhardt with 6:27 to go. And checking back in is Michael Casper, 6'3 senior. So Carter Eberhardt has 3 fouls here with 6:27 to go in the first half. Patriots ball, 36-14, Adams Central. Hunt with the basketball. Northwest falls back in there man-to-man. Hunt will get into the lane. Bounce pass all alone. He's off. Connor Lyons assist. Hunt, basket Lyons, 38-14. Patriots by 24. As Hunt draws the defense and finds a wide-open Connor Lyons. Waters, front court for the Vikings. So Casper knocked away from him, and that one might have bounced off the face of Jack Hollister for the Patriots. That thing was ricocheting like a pinball machine. And a foul called. Well, Adam Settle looks like it's on Nate Arnold. That's his first non-shooting situation. Arnold will go out, and Jake Fowler will come in. Play some defense there for the Patriots as Nate picks up the foul. He will now take a breather. Northwest to inbound. Inbound to Casper on the baseline. Back out to Waters, Alec Waters. To Stoltenberg. Patrick with it. To Gustafson, Garrett Gustafson for Northwest. 38-14 Patriots. Left wing now to Drew Skalka. Started there by Hollister. Top of the key to Waters. Now to Casper. Michael Casper works against Connor Lyons. Drive, shoot, shot blocked by Lyons. Picked up though. Stoltenberg shoots and scores. Patrick Stoltenberg picks it up there and scores. 38-16, Patriots front court. Kicked out of bounds by Vikings. Patriot basketball. You know, they have time to the scorebook to get the player down. The Patriots are in the front court so quick. They're on the drive there, but it was knocked out of bounds. Inbounded to Hollister to Hunt. The corner to Lyons. 5.5 minutes to go. Lyons steps out for 3 and scores. Connor Lyons with 10 in the game. 41-16. Lyons shooting a very good percentage, around 40% from three-point range. Patriots by 25. 5:18 to go. Waters now. This is over to Stoltenberg. Top of the key now to Skalka. Into the lane now to Gustafson. On the baseline, spins, lost control and traveled. Turnover number 13 on Northwest. Adams Central with the ball in the lead, 41-16. The Patriots with a furious pace. Timeout on the floor. Tom Schlechter of Adams Central wants a timeout of these players. Sit down here for a minute. 5:10 to go, second quarter. Adams Central 41, Grand Island Northwest 16. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Grand Island Northwest High School. Blaine Bulis with you, our second of two tonight, high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central boys with the lead here, 41-16. It was 27-10 after the first quarter. The Patriots have put up another 14 in this second quarter, outscoring the Vikings so far 14-6 and lead by 25 points, and by 17 at the end of the quarter. Adams Central's biggest lead, this is their biggest lead, of 25, 41-16, and they have the basketball, and Zach Hunt has it, and he'll slowly move it across the timeline with 5 minutes to go before halftime. Jake Fowler out there, Brady Barrett, Connor Lyons, and Zach Hollister. Patriots now with Hollister with the basketball. Into the lane. Dishes in the corner to Barrett. Brady Barrett into the lane. Puts up a shot. Scoop shot. No good. Tipped away from him and grabbed by Casper. Michael Casper now to Alec Waters for Grand Island Northwest. Waters front court to Garrett Gustafson. Gustafson, the 6 foot sophomore. Right side now. Inside to Casper. Puts up a runner from five. Going to be short. No good. Tipped around the lane. Casper gets it back again. Shot no good. The battle card again and a whistle before the third shot by Michael Casper. A foul called on Adams Central Zach Hollister. Michael Caffrey's battled inside. He's performed the best of any Viking. He was fouled on the play, but before any shot attempt, Hollister goes out, Barrett goes out, Calvin Ott, and Matt Overmiller in for Adams Central. The Patriots have run the Fowler, Hollister, Ott, and Overmiller off the bench. Nine guys in the game. There's a pass underneath to Stoltenberg. He will turn, shoot, and score. Patrick Stoltenberg, the 6'4". Junior gets his 4 points, 41-18. Patriots by 23. Front court Hunt. Right side to Overmiller. Top of the key to Hunt. Northwest and a man-to-man. They've been there this whole game. Passing the corner to Lyons. Inside to Ott. He will turn, shoot, and it'll be short. No good. And a rebound underneath by Casper, and he's fouled on the play. Calvin Ott misses one close inside there and fouls on a rebounding attempt. And Ott with his first. And the Patriots over the limit, and Michael Casper will go to the line and shoot 1-1 for Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central leads 41-18 with 4:12 to go in period number two. It just jumped out to a quick 8-0 lead, added up to as many as 25, and Michael Casper to shoot 1-1. He's so up, and this one's going to be off there, no good. And a foul going to be called in the rebounding attempt on Patrick Stoltenberg. The Patriots will not shoot free throws, only the 15 foul. Nick May will check back in for Grand Island Northwest. Nate Arnold's going to come in for Adams Central. Officials are trying to figure out who's in the game, who's not. We've got the foul situation there. It was called on Patrick Stoltenberg on the rebounding attempt. Official score has it in the books. Now the players can come in. Fowler out, Arnold in for Adams Central. Waters out and May in for Northwest. Hunt, Arles, Lyons, Ott, and Overmiller for Adams Central. 4:09 to go before halftime. 41 Adams Central, 18 Vikings. Patriots with the ball. Arles will drive into the lane, back out to Hunt, left alone for three in the hole. Zach Hunt with seven, 44-18. Patriots now with their largest lead of 26. Front court, it's Casper, goes to the baseline. Cut off there, pass along the baseline, and Jennifer Stoltenberg is too strong. Turnover number 14 on Grand Island Northwest. And these two teams are district foes for later in the season. Pass underneath the Lyons. Adams Hunter with the ball. Lyons down to Overmiller. Cross court to Hunt. Takes another three in the air. Off there, no good. Hot with the rebound shot, no good on the tip. And a foul going to be called, looks like, on Patrick Stoltenberg as Matt Overmiller hit the boards for Adams Central. And he was knocked to the floor. A foul going to be called on Patrick Stoltenberg. That's his second. And Matt Overmiller will go to the a tipped attempt? Yes, it was. A shot attempt by Overmiller. Stoltenberg, the foul. Overmiller will shoot two. Matt with two field goals in the first quarter has four. Logan Yelkin comes in. And Kyle Plocky Kyle Plackey, the 6'4 sophomore first appearance for Grand Island Northwest. Matt Obermiller to shoot two. Free throw up and good. One and one. He was fouled after that tip attempt. Five for Obermiller, 45-18. Lions goes out. And Zach Hollister checks back in for the Patriots. Obermiller eyes the second free throw. It's in the air. It's going to be off there, no good. And rebounded by Stoltenberg. 45-18, Patriots by 27, the biggest lead of the first half. Still 3.5 minutes to go before halftime. Nick May for Northwest. The baseline pass is going to be wide of Plackey, and another turnover Northwest. That's 15 on Meyer records here in this first half on Grand Island Northwest, and the Patriots will inbound. Hunt to Arnold, and the defense of Northwest will fall back. With 3:20 to go before halftime, Arnold with it for the Patriots. Nate now on the dribble to Hunt. Hunt slashes into the lane, back out to Hollister. He goes into the lane. Stop puts up a runner from five, going to be off there, no good. Tipped around on the baseline, trying to save it, and Ott, he cannot do it. He stepped out of bounds. He got the ball into Obermiller, but Ott on, and the turnover on Adam Sindel. I got him for only four this half. 3:04 to go before halftime. Adam Sindel by 27. Nick May into the scoring zone for Grand Island Northwest. Gets the screen. Right side passes. Gustafson. Pass inside to Yelkin. Lost control on the baseline and grabbed by Ott. 16th turnover on Northwest. Obermiller front court to Arnold. Dishes the underhand pass to Hunt. To Obermiller. Underneath all alone is Ott. He will shoot and score. Calvin Ott on the assist from Obermiller. 47-18. That's finding the open man, folks. Over. Miller to Ott. 47-18 Patriots. May Thunder tipped away by Arnold. Steal by Nate. Arnold will drive and he's held in the play as he goes up with a shot by Nick May. All May could do. Arnold will go to the line for Adams Central. 47-18, Patriots by 29, with 2:26 to go in the first half. Nate Arnold to the free throw line. That's 18 fouls on Northwest, so Arnold will have the one in bonus. Obermiller will go out. Ott will go out. Stein and Barrett back in for Adams Central. For the Patriots, third game in 7 nights, showing no effects of that tonight. It'll be their fourth game in 8 nights tomorrow, but they have been up and down the floor. It's outmanned. Northwest free throw is off, no good by Arnold, and rebounded by Plockey. So the miss from the front end of the 1-1 by Arnold, and rebound Northwest. They have the ball. They're down by a bunch at 29. Gustafson with it. This is in the corner. Shot put up by Yelkin for three. It's no good. Arnold goes high for the rebound. Nate Arnold for Adam Settle quickly into the front court. Pass to Stein. He will drive. Shoot shot short. No good. Rebounded by Hollister. He will turn. Shoot shot. No good. Rebounded by Plockey. Plockey with the rebound, dishes to Gustafson. Gustafson now for Northwest with under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Garrett will still have the basketball now. To Yelkin, another shot in the air for three. Nothing but net there by Logan Yelkin. Buried that one, 47-21. Three-pointer by Logan Yelkin. Then Cordis Hunt. He will slash, put up a runner from five. Off, no good. Plockey with the rebound for the Patriots, throwing a couple up in the last two possessions. Can't get him to fall, 1:35 to go. All clubs are going to be tired at halftime. They're looking forward to the three. There's a shot put up. No good by May, but grabbed by Stoltenberg. Shot short. Barrett rebounds for Adams Central. Barrett quickly to Stein. Patriots run. Stein double team, knocked away from him and off of Nick Stein. Says the officials it'll be Northwest basketball with 1:21 to go. Arnold out. Fowler in for the Patriots. Lions in. Hollister out for the Patriots. So Lions and Fowler come in, and Arnold and Hollister go out. 1:21 to go in period number two. Alec Waters checks in, the freshman for Northwest. Drew Skalka, the sophomore, checks in. May and Gustafson go out. Patriots forcing a furious pace here. And have gone down the floor three times in a row now without scoring. So they're back on the defense here. Stoltenberg drives, baseline pass. Underneath the bucket, shot put up is short, no good by Skalka. Rebounded by Brady Barrett for Adams Central. 1 minute to go, first half. Hunt into the lane, dishes into the corner to Lyons. He will take the three in the air in the hole. Connor Lyons with his third three, 13 in the game for Lyons. The Patriots have 50 here before halftime, 50-21. Northwest with the ball, Yelkin, long three from the wing. No good, air ball, rebounded by Barrett. Tipped away from him and stolen by Skalka. Skalka underneath the bucket, shot up and good, and he's fouled by Barrett. So the steal and score there by Drew Skalka, and he has six in the game. He'll go to the line and try to complete this three-point play. 50-23, so good play there by Skulk on the steal. Patriots turning over there. Yelkin out. Mike Marion in for Northwest. To the free throw line is Drew Skulk, a 6'1" sophomore. Drew has 6 in the game, looking for his 7th. It is up and it is in the air, and it is going to be long, no good. Rebounded by Hunt. 50-23, Patriots with 35 seconds to go before halftime. Patriots will slow it up now, probably play for the one shot. Zach Hunt between the rings now on the dribble. Skulk on the defense there, 25 seconds to go. Hunt now for Adam Central with 22 seconds to go. Zach looking for a clock to see how much time. There's only one in the building. There's two in the building, one on either side here. And we're at center court here at Granada Northwest, 12 seconds to go. Hunt now, they start the offense to Stein, to Fowler with 8, to Barrett with 6, top of the key to Hunt with 5, fake, takes the 3, top of the key, off the front of the rim, no good rebound by Clocky, and that's going to end the first half. We played 2 quarters, and Adam Central has rolled up 50 points here at halftime. At halftime, Adam Central 50, Granada Northwest 23. We'll talk about it in 90 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Granada Northwest High School. We're at halftime of the boys basketball game, and Adam Central leads it by the score of 50-23. The Patriots with half a hundred here at halftime. The Patriots outscoring the Vikings 27-10 in the first quarter, 23-13 in the second, and lead it here 50-23 at halftime. Adam Central has been in control from the get-go. They jump out to an 8-0 lead. Have that up to 14-4 in the first quarter and lead it 27-10 after the first quarter of play. As Adam Central got 10 points in that first quarter by Nate Arles and led 27-10 after the first quarter break. The Patriots, they get that lead all the way up to 27 and 45-18 in the second quarter. And it is a 27-point margin, the largest of the evening here at halftime, for 50-23. Connor Lyons has 8 points in the second quarter. Lead the Patriots, and Lyons with 13 in the game. He has three three-pointers. He's a 6'3 senior at the 3 three-pointers for Adam Central in that first half. 13 for Lyons. 13 also for Nate Arles. So Arles has 10 in the first. Lyons has 8 in the second to lead the offensive production for the Patriots, and they have forced Northwest into 17 first-half turnovers. Northwest unofficially with 17 turnovers. The Patriots, I have them for 5 in that first half. It's been all Adam Central, and they have the lead here at 50-23 here at halftime. For the Patriots, 13 apiece for Connor Lyons and Nate Arles. 7 points for Zach Hunt. 5 each for Nick Stein, Brady Barrett, and off the bench, Matt Overmiller. And 2 points for Calvin Ott as he comes in off of the bench tonight. The seven Patriots have scored of the eight that have played. Jake Fowler has some action in the first half, but did not score. 13 for Lyons, 13 for Arles, 7 for Hunt, 5 for Stein, 5 for Barrett, 5 for Overmiller, 2 for Calvin Ott. The Patriots, 7 out of 10 from the free throw line and 5 turnovers in that first half. Adam Central, 27 points in the first quarter, 23 in the second, 50 here at halftime. For Grand Island Northwest, led by Drew Skalka, he had 6 points to lead the way. 4 for Michael Casper, who played pretty well off that Northwest bench. He had 4. 4 for Patrick Stoltenberg, 3 for Logan Yelkin, and 2 each for Alec Waters, Nick May, Mike Marion for Northwest. So Skalka leading the way with 6 and 4 each for Stoltenberg and Casper for Northwest. Jared Gustafson, the starting guard, did not score. Carter Eberhardt has 3 fouls. He didn't score for Northwest in that first half of play. 6 out of 9 from the line for Grand Island Northwest in that first half. They committed unofficially 17 turnovers at 10 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second, 23 for the half. But Adams Central with a big lead here at halftime by the score of 50-23. Again, in the first game tonight in overtime, the Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings beat the Adams Central Lady Patriots 39-31, outscoring the Patriots 10-2 into the overtime period. The Patriots going from about the 4-minute mark in regulation and about another 3 minutes of the overtime without scoring. And this is the front end of 3-1-1 played in the ballgame with a 1-point lead and a free throw with 3.9 seconds to go, sent it into overtime. Northwest takes over the game in overtime 39-31 as the Adams Central Lady Patriots are now 8-3 on this basketball season with Donovan Trumbull coming up again this tomorrow night. Adams Central boys lead it here at halftime by the score of 50-23. The Patriot boys will also be taking on Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night in the late game. The JV games begin at 4:30. The girls' game scheduled for 6. The boys at 7:45 tomorrow night at the Patriot Gym. And once again, it's also Super Supper night, so a great meal and great basketball tomorrow night at Adams Central. And Donovan Trumbull coming to town, so go out and have a good meal. Soup, sandwiches, great desserts all the time. We know for certain that the activities director Jim Landwehr of Adams Central will be have a chair pretty much parked by the dessert table. Mr. Landwehr, known for his delight in the dessert table at Soup Supper Night at Adams Central School, and that'll be tomorrow night. And he won't be too upset that I said that, at least I hope not. Halftime here with the boys game, Adams Central 50, Grand Island Northwest 23. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll have the third quarter of action for you after this 90-second timeout.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Grand Island Northwest High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game here tonight. Lane Bulis with you. Adams Central boys with the lead here, 50-23. The Patriots have rolled up 50 in the first half of play. And Adams Central will have a 27-point lead, the second time they've had that tonight. As we begin the third quarter, and we'll talk about the game tonight and Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. With Donovan Trumbull coming down, the Patriots have 16 minutes of focus here. They got to stay on their toes with this Northwest ball club the second half here. And Northwest is not going to come out on the floor and not play this second half, but the Patriots would like to maintain this lead, I'm sure, and maybe give the regulars, the guy played a lot, guys that play a lot, a little bit of a breather here with Donovan Trumbull coming tomorrow night. Donovan Trumbull and Adam Trumbull always have good basketball games, girls and boys-wise, and that'll be tomorrow night. And the Patriots will be taking on Donovan Trumbull tomorrow evening. Donovan Trumbull will come to town, and, of course, one of the new assistant basketball coach for Adam Trumbull this year is Zach Foster, the former head coach at Donovan Trumbull. So I'm sure the Donovan Trumbull guys who were on the ball club in the last year or two or three, but Coach Foster really looking forward to playing the Patriots tomorrow night and showing the Coach Foster that he did a pretty good job coaching them. That they want to come in there tomorrow night and spring an upset on the Patriots if possible. So that'll be interesting. I'm sure Coach Foster is going to have some things up his sleeve as he helps the coach select in the other members of the coaching staff as they're getting ready for Donovan Trumbull. Of course, Dave Ullman, the former Grand Island senior high coach, is the new coach to Donovan Trumbull. So in that aspect, a lot of interesting coaching sidelights and stories for tomorrow night's doubleheader. Dave Ullman is the new coach of Donovan Trumbull. Their boys and girls have struggled this year, but the Cardinals have some good athletes over there, and there'll be a handful for both Adam Trumbull girls and boys tomorrow night. We still got 16 minutes here, and this third quarter's about to begin. Adam Trumbull sends out Nate Arles and Brady Barrett and Nick Stein and Connor Lyons and Zach Hunt. Drew Skalka, Carter Eberhard with three fouls, Alec Waters, Garrett Gustafson, and Nick May. So the 10 to start of the game start the third quarter. Patriots with the lead 50-23, and they will have the basketball as they go from left to right. They'll take it out at the timeline on the far sideline. And the Patriots and Northwest, they're going to line up here. We've got officials going to have a discussion about something. Maybe the 10 players who are on the floor. They check in. They've been assigned to start this second half. I think we got it ironed out. Maybe just a question on who's supposed to be out on the floor, and if it is the same as the scorebook. But we didn't have any problem in the first half, so we should be ready to go. Patriots with the ball to start this second half of play. And that's all the Vikings need is for Adam Settle to have the ball, trailing by 27 to start this half. And Stein will inbound, does to Hunt in the second half underway. 16 minutes to go, and we'll see if these two ball clubs can do this half. All Patriots in first two periods. Vikings start out in a man-to-man. Waters is on Hunt. Fishes in the corner. Barrett for three on the wing. In and out of there. No good. Eberhard with the rebound. For Waters in the backcourt for Northwest. The Patriots missed their first three-point attempt of period number three, and the Vikings have the ball. May front court to Gustafson. Tipped away by Barrett. It goes out of bounds off Barrett. Tipped away by Brady Barrett. It'll be Northwest basketball. We're just underway here in period number three with Adam Sendler with the big lead here. Inbounded. Basketball to Alec Waters now for Grand Island Northwest. Hunt on the defense there right side to May. Nick May for Northwest. Looks for cutters. Has no cutter. Passes to Skalka. Left wing to Waters. Top of the key to Eberhard. Lines on him. Carter Eberhard on the wing to Nick May. May takes the three from the wing. In the hole. Nick May for three. He has five. And you see how many threes put up by the Northwest Vikings. The Patriots on the break. Barrett scores, and he fouls. Brady Barrett with the field goal and one. 52-26 Patriots. So a quick break and score there by the Patriots. Brady Barrett now with seven. And he's fouled by Nick May. Two on Nick, and Barrett to the line to shoot for Adams Central. 52 now to 26. Barrett's free throw is good. He has eight complete from three-point play. The team's trade is three-point scoring opportunities, and it's 53-26. Gustafson to May on the wing to Eberhard. Steps up, takes the three from there. High off the backboard, hits the wire up the top of the backboard, but no whistle there. It's still in play, and the rebound to Stein to Hunt. Front court hits Eberhard in the back of the head, I think. Zach Hunt was trying to get a long pass from about the timeline into the front court to Connor Lyons, and it bopped Carter Eberhard in the back of the head, but Carter, no problem there. Hunt from the wing for three. Zach Hunt for three. excuse me, deep in the corner. The Patriots have the lead up to 30, 56-26, 10 for Hunt. Waters will drive just to May. He'll take the three from the wing. May's shot, no good. Eberhard with the offensive rebound. Carter in the lane, dishes off. Shot put up and good. Scoring this time is Garrett Gustafson. Garrett has his first field goal, and it's 56-28 Patriots. Zach Hollister going to check in for Adams Central. Hunt will drive, stop, shoot off the glass, rolls off, no good, Eberhard with the rebound. That one just rolls off for Hunt. 6:10 to go, third quarter, 56-28 Patriots. Gustafson to the baseline for Northwest. Backs it in, double team, back out to Skalka. 13-footer, rolls out, no good. Hunt goes high and gets the rebound. Bounce pass, front court to Stein. Nick corrals it, back to Hunt. Deep in the corner to Lyons for three. In the hole, Connor Lyons with four threes tonight. He has 16 points for the Patriots, 59-28 Adams Central. Front court, it's Waters for Northwest and McMay. 5:38 to go. Pass inside off the fingertips of the Patriots. Knocked away from Alec Waters. Checking in for Northwest, Lee Patrick Stoltenberg, the junior. Mike Marion, the senior. Brady Barrett goes out. Matt Obermiller in for Adams Central. May and Eberhard will sit for Northwest. Waters to inbound. 5:36 to go, third quarter. Adams Central commanding 31-point lead. Waters inbounds to Mike Marion. Marion on the guard of Nate Arnold. Marion still with it underneath. Shot put up, blocked away by Lyons, and the shot by Skalka. Saved by Marion. It goes out to Waters. Alec Waters gets the basketball. That's blocked there by Patriots Connor Lyons. Waters now to Marion in the corner. To Gustafson, spins into the lane, puts up a runner from five and scores. Nice move inside by Garrett Gustafson, with his body between the basket and the defender, and scores 59-30. On a line for the Patriots. I got the Stein. He'll take the three, top of the key, going to be off, no good. Arm tries to save it, bounces it off Marion of Northwest. It'll stay with the Patriots. 4:57 to go. Adam Central to inbound. So a good save there by Nate Arnold. Bounce it off of Viking. Obermiller inbounds to Hunt. Zach Hunt for Adams Central. We play in period number three. Inside the line, tipped away and stolen by Northwest. Turnover Patriots. Aaron pass there by Adams. Stopping and popping for 15 is going to be no good by Marion. Offensive position shot up, no good, but to Skalka. Another play by Skalka. He will be fouled in the act of shooting, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Skalka with the offensive board. 6 points for Drew, and he goes to the line to shoot two. Foul called on Adams Central's Matt Obermiller, his second. And Skalka will shoot two. 4:41 to go. In and out, no good for Drew. Two out of four from the line now. Calvin Ott, Brady Barrett in for Adams Central. Connor Lyons goes out. Nick Stein goes out. So it's Arnold, Barrett, Hunt, Ott, and Obermiller for Adams Central. 4:41 to go in the third. As Logan Yelkin, the senior, comes in for Garrett Gustafson for Northwest. Skalka's second free throw is in and out, no good. Hunt goes for the ball, can't grab it. Stoltenberg does shoot and scores. Patrick Stoltenberg, 59-32, Patriots by 27, front court Hunt. Hunt will drive, runner from five off the glass, and rim, no good. Off shot is blocked, rejected there. But it goes to Obermiller. He drives into the lane, dishes underneath the off, but a foul going to be called, a whistle. As Obermiller got rid of the basketball, he was fouled on the play. By Patrick Stoltenberg, that's three on Patrick's non-shooting situation. Patriots to inbound, 4:23 to go in the third, 59-32 Adams Central. Hunt looks to inbound, does in the corner to Arnold, back to Hunt on the baseline, back to Arnold. Slashes in the lane, bounce pass to Ott, he will shoot and miss again inside. Stoltenberg will score. Calvin having a little trouble getting that shot to fall. Has a bandage on his right hand, layup shot, rolls off there, no good by Marion. Shot put up and good by Stoltenberg. The Patriots getting beat on the offensive board there, 59-34. The Patriots giving up some offensive rebounds in this third quarter. They may be getting a little tired. They've been running up and down this floor all evening. Arles dishes to Ott, and the whistle made Arles hits the deck there as he passed the basketball. And we'll see what this one's about. Maybe Patriot basketball as Arles goes out and Jake Fowler comes in. No foul call. It was just put out of bounds, knocked out of bounds, touched out of bounds by Northwest. Barrett for three in the air. Out of there, no good. Rebound to Mike Marion. So the Patriots slowing down in this third quarter a little bit. They still have a commanding 25-point lead. Right side is Yelkin, Logan Yelkin, inside to Marion. Underneath shot, nice pass underneath, and a nice shot there by Skalka. Northwest much more aggressive in this third quarter. They're taking it to the Patriots. Dish underneath Ott. He will shoot and miss this time, but he fouled. Calvin Ott inside. Calvin has 2 points, but he's missed his two or three inside, and he has his right wrist wrapped and a tape over the right thumb also, so he may be bothered by an injury, but Ott working inside there will shoot two. Foul called the fourth on Patrick Stoltenberg. Free throw good by Ott and get the second. 60-36, Patriots by 24. The largest lead has been 30. Second free throw by Ott is in and out. No good. Rebounded by Stoltenberg. Ott makes one. He has three. Patriots have 60. 60-36. On court, it's Marion. Skalka. Skalka for. There's a pass going to be tipped. Stolen by Overmiller. Overmiller will drive, shoot, and score. On the steal and score. And that Overmiller was seven. 62-36. Patriots up by 26. With 3:03 to go. Third quarter. The pass tipped over to Marion. Marion drives the baseline, drives, shot missed, no good. Stoltenberg with the rebound. Puts it up, shot short, no good. Rebounded by Barrett. Brady Barrett with the rebound. Gets into the offensive zone, behind the back dribble. Another behind the back dribble to Overmiller. Top of the key to Hunt. With 2:45 to go, Patriots going to slow it up here. Northwest with renewed energy in this third quarter. Hunt will stop and pop from five. Going to be short, no good. Zach shot that one short. There's a tip and a steal. Barrett tipped it. Hunt with the steal. 18th turnover on Northwest. Barrett is on the baseline but has nowhere to go on a whistle. Timeout called from the bench and Tom Schlechter for Adams Central. 2:26 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. Adams Central 62, Grand Island Northwest 36. We're back in 30 seconds.
On any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events. A Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson. To join now.
1230 KHAS.
And you are listening to high school basketball right here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. 2:26 to go in period number three. Adams Central 62. Grand Island Northwest 26. Patriot ball the inbound to Barrett. Top of the key for three in the air. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Alec Waters, who's back in for Northwest. The Patriots not getting those three-pointers to connect in the third quarter, missing their shot. Nice move by Waters in the lane. Runners blocked out of there by Overmiller. Goes to Hunt. Overmiller with a block there. And Hunt gets the basketball into the scoring zone. Right side to Barrett. Top of the key to Hunt. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Patriots by 26. They've led by as many as 30. That was earlier in this quarter. Hunt drives, will shoot and score. Zach Hunt, one-on-one there, drives and scores. He has 12, 64-36 Patriots. On court, it's Mike Marion, 13-footer in the air. Off no good. Hunt with the rebound. Zach Hunt in the backcourt for Adam Stuckel now will pass into the front court to Jake Fowler. Fowler into the lane, dishes back out to Overmiller, right side to Barrett. Barrett knocked away from him and out of bounds. Quick hands by the Vikings there, knocked out of bounds. It'll be Patriot basketball. 1:33 to go. Nick May will check back in for Northwest. 5'10 senior. Quarterback for the Vikings football team going out is Alec Waters. Also coming back in, starting guard Garrett Gustafson, the 6 foot sophomore. Mike Marion goes out for Northwest. Stein, Arnold, and Lyons are going to check in for Adams Central. Nick Stein, Nate Arnold, Connor Lyons. So three original starters. Then Ott goes out, Fowler goes out, Overmiller goes out. 1:33 to go in period number three. Patriots by 28 and Hunt to inbound. The Patriots have their five starters on the floor. In this quarter and probably begin the fourth. Inbound it to Lyons. Darrell. Patriots will slow it up here. Late in period number three. 1:25 to play. Hunt with the basketball between the rings. Patriots leading by 28 points. Zach Hunt for Adams Central. Dishes to Barrett. In the corner for three. Off there, no good. A little short that time. Eberhard with another rebound. Carter Eberhard is back in there for Northwest with the rebound. And Nick May. 1:08 to go in the third. Only four fouls. Is that pass underneath? Shot put up on the run is no good by Logan Yelkin. for Northwest. Patriots rebound, front court at Hunt. The Lions, Lions to Stein. 55 seconds to go in the third. Stein now gives it back to Zach Hunt, and the Patriots will slow things up here late in the third. Back Hunt for Adam Temple. Pass underneath to Barrett. He will drive, shot, put up, it'll roll off. He'll get his own rebound. Barrett shot up again. Good, and he fouled. Grady Barrett with the offensive board work has 10. 66-36, and the foul going to be called on Carter Eberhardt for Northwest. That's going to be 4 on Carter. And Matt Overmiller wants to come in for the Patriots. So Grady Barrett to the line to try to complete this three-point play. He has 1 3-point play this quarter. Has his second. He has a 6 this quarter, 11 in the game. Patriots now with their biggest lead at 67-36. Barrett out and Overmiller in. That's 11 in the game for Barrett. Patriots lead 67-36 with 35 seconds to go in the third. Northwest in the front court. It's Skalka to Eberhardt. Lions on the defense there. Carter Eberhardt, one dribble, gives up the basketball to Gustafson. Grabs it in the backcourt, but it's going to be backcourt violation on the Northwest. You know, the Vikings for 2 turnovers this quarter. They had 17 in the first, but the Patriots put this one away in the first half. Stein to inbound to Arl. Goes through Nate's legs. He goes back and pick it up. Gives it to Hunt with 18 seconds to go. The Patriots will go for the final shot at period number 4 with 12 seconds to go. It's Hunt, May on the defense. Zach Hunt with 8, still with the basketball, gets the screen to the baseline. Back out to Lyons. Connor Lyons in the corner to Hunt with 2. Will fake, shoot for 3. Off the rim, no good, and that'll be the end of period number 3. After 3, Adams Central 67. Right out of Northwest 36. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
If you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number 1 in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central with the lead after 3 quarters, 67-36. Zach Hunt has 12. Nick Stein has 5. 16 to Connor Lyons. 3 for Calvin Ott. 13 for Nate Arnold. 11 for Brady Barrett. And 7 for Matt Overmiller. Adams Central. 17 points in that third quarter to 13 for Granada Northwest. The Patriots make 3 of their 4 free throws in that quarter. They are 10 of 14 from the free throw line. A good free throw shooting team, 10 out of 14. Led by Lyons with 16. This is the largest lead of the ball game for the Patriots. Nate Arnold comes out with Zach Hunt, Connor Lyons, Nick Stein, Brady Barrett for Adam Central. Garrett Gustafson, Alec Waters, Patrick Stoltenberg, Carter Eberhardt, and Drew Skalka for Northwest. They have the ball. Fourth quarter underway. Adams Central with a commanding 67-36 lead. It's Eberhardt. Carter Eberhardt backs it into the lane but has no shot. Right side of the lane. Now passes back out to Waters. Alec with it. Patriots in the man-to-man. They've been there all evening long, and we'll see how long the starters last in this fourth quarter of play. Again, the Patriots with a game tomorrow night. At home against Donovan Trumbull. Back to the Blue Platte Conference game tomorrow night. Waters will take the 3 from the wing in the air, off the rim, no good, rebounded by Skalka, turnaround shot up off, no good, tipped around, grabbed by Eberhardt off the glass and scoring. Carter Eberhardt, his first field goal of the game, 67-38 Patriots. Carter has 4 fouls, 2 and Stoltenberg has 4, they're both out there. Hunt will be left alone, so he just steps up and takes the 3 and scores. Zach Hunt, his defender was somewhere on the floor, but not next to Zach, 15 for Hunt. The average is about 17, the leading score for the Patriots. 15 tonight, Lyons has 16 to lead the way. Skalka to the lane. This is the Stoltenberg. Cross court to the Waters. Alec Waters for Northwest, top of the key to Gustafson. Spins into the lane, shot in and out, no good. Tipped around. And grabbed by Northwest. Skalka turns and shoots from 7, off there, no good. Barrett grabs the ball, but a rebounding foul going to be called on Nick Stein. That's 3 on Nick. Patriots leading by 32 at 70-38. 6:37 to go in our ball game. The Patriots not over the women. In fact, they have only six fouls in the second half. Two teams combined. Northwest with the ball and knocked away by Stein and out of bounds. It'll be Northwest basketball. And Alec Waters will throw it in for the Vikings. The Vikings pass inside to Stoltenberg. He'll turn, shoot from five, no good, but he's tipped from behind by Connor Lyons. And Patrick Stoltenberg will go to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. Stoltenberg has eight. Four in the second, four in the third. With trips to the line. 6.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. 6:31 to be exact. We want to be exact. Stoltenberg's free throw is good. He has nine. 70-39. Adams Central will come to 11-0. And coming into the game is Mike Marion, the 5'11 senior, replacing Drew Skalka for Northwest. Patriots will go to 11-0 with this win tonight, and Northwest will fall to 2-5. Patrick Stoltenberg's second free throw is long, no good, grabbed by Hunt, lost control, goes out of bounds, off Zach. Zach tried to get that rebound. Eberhard was behind him. Zach couldn't quite control it. He hit the deck and lost the ball out of bounds, and it'll be Northwest basketball. Waters to inbound. 70-39. Patriots with the big lead. Marion on the baseline. Mike Marion for Northwest. Barrett on the defense there. Side to Gustafson. Garrett with the basketball. Passes tipped, stolen by Hunt. Hunt tries to get the steal. He does get the steal. He will drive, shoot, and score. Zach Hunt with 17. And the Patriots up the lead now to 33 at 72-39. 6:05 to go in our ball game, so it'll probably be a pretty quickly played fourth quarter. Neither team close to being over the limit on fouls, and the Patriots have the big lead. Probably not going to see too many more timeouts. Adam Central cruising along here tonight. Slashing into the lane, shot up, no good by Gustafson. Marion gets the rebound for Northwest. Northwest done a great job in the second half on the offensive board. The Patriots have been out-rebounded in this second half. And Northwest has the basketball. Marion now to Gustafson. It's the screen at the top of the key pass. Stoltenberg on the wing. Chopped it up by Marion. It's going to be short. No good. Rebounded by Hunt. Hunt with the rebound for the Patriots with 5:25 to go in the ballgame. 72-39. Wholesale changes at the next whistle for Adams Central. The Patriots will control the basketball. Zach Hunt with it. Deep on the left wing. Just slow it up, bring it back between the rings now with 5:08 to go. And Patriots in no hurry here. Don't need to be. Northwest probably hopes this one ends soon. Stein, three-pointers, no good. Lyons rebounds and scores. Connor Lyons with 18, 74-39. And the Patriots send back in Calvin Ott, Matt Overmiller. And for the first time is Ashton Dirks, the 5'10 junior. And a timeout on the floor. We'll get them all squared away for you when we return. Timeout with 4:57 to go in the ballgame. Adams Central 74, Grand Island Northwest 39. We're back in 30 seconds.
Culinary athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it looks like the starters have called it a night for the Patriots. They've built up a 35-point lead with the help from the guys off the bench. And out of this ball game, Connor Lyons, he had 18. He leads the way for the Patriots. 17 for Zach Hunt, 13 for Nate Arnold, 11 for Brady Barrett, and 5 for Nick Stein. 64 of the 74 Patriot points by the starters. Calvin Ott back in there, Jake Fowler, Zach Hollister, and Matt Overmiller. Those four guys have played quite a bit tonight. And then for the first time is Ashton Dirks, a 5'10 junior. Gives you about 3 points a game and a little over a rebound for the Patriots. Ashton Dirks, the 5'10 junior, played quite a bit in the junior varsity game tonight. There's a pass tipped underneath and turnover Northwest. Calvin Ott coming out of there with it for the Patriots. Gets it in the front court to Hollister in the corner for three. Rolls out, no good. Rebounded by Carter Eberhardt. 4:35 to go in the ballgame. It's 74-39, Patriots. Gustafson in the front court. A runner from seven off the glass and rim, no good. There to grab the rebound is Alec Waters. Shot missed. Hollister with the rebound. Overmiller gets behind the defense. He will drive, shoot, and score. And that Overmiller sneaks behind the defense. Gets the easy bucket. Nine for Matt, 76-39. A Patriot quarterback with nine basketball points tonight. Clint Court Northwest is going to get some new people into the ballgame also. 4:08 to go. Stoltenberg, top of the key to Marion, right wing. To Alec Waters. Alec, the 5'8 freshman, still with the dribble. Bounce pass right side to Garrett Gustafson. Garrett with the basketball. 3:55 to go in the ballgame. Dirks on the defense there. To Waters. Inside to Marion at the baseline. Double team there. Tries to score. Doesn't score. Mike Marion with four. 76-41. Patriots with the lead. Front court is Hollister. To Fowler. 3:37 and running here in the ballgame. Patriots with the lead. And the big lead by 35. Hollister into the lane. To Dirks. This pass tipped and stolen by Mike Marion. He will drive, shoot, tipped away, but he's fouled by Overmiller. Matt Overmiller picks up the foul. And Mike Marion will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Grand Island Northwest. Foul called. The Patriots' Matt Overmiller, and he has three. And Mike Marion to the line. Mike has scored four. He's two out of two from the line. This one's up, and it's going to be off there, no good. 3:23 to go, so wholesale changes here for Northwest. Kyle Plocky, who played a bit in the first half, a 6'4 sophomore in there. Austin Anderson, the 6'1 freshman for Northwest. Shot put up is going to be good by Marion. He makes the second, 76-42. Also out on the floor for Northwest. Brock Brown, a 6'1" sophomore. Hollister on the baseline for Adams Central. To Ashton Dirks, now to Jake Fowler. 76-42 as Marion made one of two free throws. Fowler with the basketball, 3:08 to go. Into the lane, dish off to Ott, is off his hand and out of bounds. Patriots turn it over. Quinn Mendick, a 6'4" senior out there for Northwest. 3:05 to go. Northwest tries to inbound in the backcourt. And they get it in. Kyle Bachman, a 5'9 freshman out there for Northwest also. So everybody getting a chance to play, and Bachman has the basketball. Blocky, a 16-footer's good. Kyle Blocky with the field goal. 76-44, Patriots with 2:45 to go in the ballgame. We'll play the final. 2:45, not too many more whistles. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. And they stay off the Patriots, and it'll be Northwest ball. Was obviously deflected by Northwest out of bounds, but the Patriots will give it up on the call there. 2:38 to go. Northwest inbounds in the backcourt. They have the basketball. Brock Brown now to Bachman. Northwest losing control of the ball. Hollister tries to save it, and he can't, but the Vikings had lost the ball on the sideline anyway, so it'll be Patriot basketball. 2:29 to go. Hollister will inbound to Jake Fowler, Ashton Dirks, Calvin Ott, and Matt Overmiller out there. Patriots are going to try to clear that bench even a little bit further. Everybody who's suited is going to get a chance to play. Overmiller has a 2:16 and running, 76-44 Patriots. We play out the string here in a travel on Adams Central. Adams Central is going to send in another number 40. Ashton Dirks is out there. Christian Hodson. 6'4 sophomore. Well, Micah Lindblad out there. Ashton Dirks, 50. Micah Lindblad, number 40 out there. 6'1 junior for the Patriots. Austin Ashton Dirks wearing 50. Micah Lindblad wearing a 40 tonight. They switched uniforms around here, so they're both in there. There's a pass underneath. Clocky shoots and scores. Clocky has 4, 76-46. 1:48 to go. Fowler front court. For the Patriots. Adams Central, they're going to try to throw it up as few times as possible. Just let that clock run and get out of here. Fowler drives and scores. Jake Fowler with the drive and score. 78-46 Patriots. The Patriots at 50 at half, and there's a steal by Overmiller. That Overmiller steal, and Fowler gets behind the defense and scores. Overmiller steal. Fowler with the score. 80-46 Patriots with 1:18 to go. Clocky for Adam Sindel gives the basketball off to Quinn Mendick. Mendick, the senior. And to Bachman. Kyle Bachman. Now to Plocky. Kyle with it. To Bachman. Kyle Bachman's a 5'9 freshman. So a couple freshmen played tonight for Northwest. Under a minute to play. 80-40 is driving, shooting, and scoring. Rock Brown with the field goal. 80-48. Patriots get in even more. See if these guys are on the roster. Adam Hunt, he's on here. 5'11 sophomore. Adam Hunt's in the ballgame. Overmiller's out of there. Looks like Hott's going to check out. These guys played quite a bit. Now, Overmiller, in fact, had 11. Alvin Hott has 3. They're out of the ballgame. Jake Fowler has 2. We'll see if Jake's still in the game. We'll keep it here during this timeout. It's 80-48. Adam Central's led from the get-go. They jumped out to a quick 8-0 lead. And as the proverbial, have never looked back. You can throw all the cliches here you want, but it's plain and simple. Too much Adam Central, too much talent on the floor of Patriots, and they just got off to a great start and never let Northwest in this basketball game. And Adam Central will go to 11-0 with Jonathan Trumbull coming up tomorrow night, and Northwest is going to fall to 2-5. And Northwest is going to be a handful before this one is over. Kevin Holland, a 6'5 sophomore, checking in for Adam Central. So Holland's out there, Lindblad, Adam Hunt, younger brother of Zach, Ashton Dirks, and Zach Kierkegaard, a 6-foot junior. So Kierkegaard in there for the first time. Ashton Dirks into the lane, finds the dish underneath, but it's tipped and stolen by Plocky with 38 seconds to go, 80-48. Kyle Bachman for Northwest. The Vikings have the ball in the front court. It's Mendick deep in the corner now. Lob inside to Plocky. Works the baseline. This is on that baseline. A 15-footer shot put up. Rolls off there. No good by Austin Anderson. And the Patriots have the rebound. Dirks into the front court with 20 seconds to go. Patriots lead at 80-48 in the contest. Dirks will hand the ball now to Michael Lindblad. Lindblad can dribble it out if he wants. 10 seconds to go. And the Patriots are going to do just that. They're going to dribble this basketball out and win the basketball game, as Dirks will have it. That will be the end of the ball game. Adam Central wins it, and wins it going away 80-48. The Patriots never threatened, and this one jumped out to an 8-0 lead. Go on and win. It's the final score, Adam Central 80. Then on the Northwest 48. We'll talk about these two ball games in 90 seconds.
Flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it turns out to be a split between Adam Central and Grand Island Northwest here at Grand Island Northwest High School in this girls-boys basketball doubleheader. The Adam Central boys just completing an 80-48 victory over Grand Island Northwest. The Grand Island Northwest girls beat Adam Central in overtime 39-31. This boys contest, the Patriots never threatened. They jump out to an 8-0 lead, have it at 14-4 lead, 27-10 after the first quarter. Adam Central lose that lead all the way up to 45-18 in the second quarter, and then led at halftime by 27 points at 50-23. The Patriots continue to up the lead to 56-26, lead 67-36 after three. and won the game by 32, 80-48. So you kind of get the picture. All Adam Central, they get the running game going early. They score the first eight and never look back and win at 80-48. Patriots had 10 points in the first quarter by Nate Arnold on the start tonight. Had eight in the second quarter by Connor Lyons. They had the lead at 50-23 at halftime. Adam Central then outscores the Vikings 17-13 in the third and 13-12 in the fourth as the Patriots win it by the score of 80-48. 18 for Connor Lyons. In fact, Connor makes four three-pointers. He has 18, 17 for Zach Hunt, 13 for Nate Arnold, 11 for Brady Barrett, 11 for Matt Overmiller for Adam Central, 5 for Stein, 3 for Calvin Ock, and 2 for Jake Fowler. Ashton Dirk, Zach Kirkegaard, Zach Hollister, Micah Lindblad, Kevin Holland, Adam Hunt, everybody who suited up played as the Patriots won at 80-48. 18 for Lyons, 17 for Hunt, 13 for Arnold, 11 for Barrett, 11 for Overmiller, 5 in double figures, and 8 people score for the Patriots. For Grand Island Northwest, nobody in double figures, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players scored. 9 for Patrick Stoltenberg, 8 for Deuce Skalka, 2 points for Carter Everhart, 2 for Alec Waters, 4 for Garrett Gustafson, 3 for Logan Yelkin, 5 each for Nick May and Mike Marion, 2 for Brock Brown, 4 for Michael Casper, and 4 for Kyle Plocke as the Vikings score 48 but lose it 80-34 to Adam Central. Adam Central now 11-0 on the basketball season as they will go into a game with Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Grand Island Northwest falls to 2-5, and Northwest's next game will be tomorrow night right back here at Grand Island Northwest. They'll take on Omaha Roncalli in a boys contest only tomorrow. So Omaha Roncalli comes to Grand Island Northwest tomorrow night. Adam Central at home to Donovan Trumbull in the girls' boys doubleheader. In the girls' game tonight, earlier in overtime, Grand Island Northwest wins at 39-31. Adam Central with a good chance to win this game, but scored only 2 points in the contest about midway through regulation. And the 4 minutes of overtime, they had a 29-28 lead, but a free throw with 3.9 seconds to go sent it into overtime, and Northwest outscored the Patriots in the overtime 10-2 and won at 39-31. Adam Central, again, just a point of the game, missed three front ends of 1-1 in the fourth quarter with that one-point lead, and we went to overtime, and it was all Northwest in the overtime, 39-31. And that will do it for the play-by-play portion of things. Again, the final scores in overtime in the girls' game, Grand Island Northwest 39, Adam Central 31. In the boys' game, Patriots 80, and Grand Island Northwest 48. We're not finished here at Grand Island Northwest. Stay tuned. The player of the game program is up next. And then we hope to hear on the coach's post-game show from the Adam Central boys coach, Tom Schlechter. Stay tuned. The player of the game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Northwest, players of the game tonight. We got candidates here in the boys' game. Adam Central wins at 80-48, and five players in double figures for the Patriots, led by Connor Lyons with 18, Zach Hunt with 17, 13 for Nate Ault, and 11 each for Brady Barrett and Matt Overmill. The Patriots out to a quick 8-0 lead, and they win at 80-48. The girls' game won in overtime by 39-31. Adam Central led by Jalinda Hodson. She had 10 points and just a ton of rebounds for the Patriots in the game. 7 points for Janessa Boland for Adam Central and 6 for Kelly Shuck. Patriots lost the girls' game. They won the boys' game. We'll name our Patriot players of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Okay, our players of the game tonight, we're going to give it in the boys' contest in the victory to Connor Lyons. The senior has 18, including 4 3-point field goals, 3 2-point field goals, and a block or two in there for Connor and the rebounds tonight, and playing the good defense. And Connor Lyons leading the way in scoring, the post player with 18 for Adams Central. But Connor stepping out and making the threes tonight. He has 18. He's the boys' player of the game. On the girls' side of things, we got to give it to Jalinda Hodson. She led the way in scoring with 10, but more importantly, just battled all evening long on the boards, offensively and defensively, and she led the way in rebounding. And did not know the official total for Jalinda, but she had over her average, I think, which is about 13 a game. Led the way in rebounding at 10 points in scoring, so a couple of seniors will be our players of the game. For the girls, Jalinda Hodson. For the boys, Connor Lyons. Our players of the game for Adams Central in the split here tonight with Grand Island Northwest. Stay tuned. The coaches' post-game show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coaches' post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back at Grand Island Northwest, Adams Central wins the boys game here tonight by the score of 80-48. And Tom Schlecht is here, the boys basketball coach, head coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Well, coach, congratulations on the win, especially to the guys. I guess you followed the game plan. Very quick start up, 8-0. That obviously was in the plan. You wanted to get the running game going, and I think the guys followed the plan pretty well tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, we really did. We wanted to create as many possessions as possible. And our starters have done that all year. I mean, you've watched us playing, and we get out the quick starts because these guys are athletic. They move. They do a great job of putting pressure on ball handlers, and they jump passes. And you know, these guys get in the gym and they shoot all the time. And so it's not a mistake that we're hitting jump shots because these guys, they get in the gym every day and they shoot them. So and they shoot with confidence, and they don't always go down for you. And sometimes when they don't go down for you, you got to rely on your rebounding and defense, and I thought we did a great job tonight in those areas in the first half of rebounding and defense. And so, you know, everything kind of worked out in the first half the way you can. It was picture perfect. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, and you want to get every game, you want to get into your game plan. You want to control the game and control the tempo, and the defensive turnovers that you created helped that offense immensely in the first half. So as you say, the defense was really well, and you got the break going with the good rebounding to get the out of pass and go. So all aspects of the game, you can't ask for much more in that first half.
No, you absolutely can't, Blaine. And that's just a credit to all of our kids. You know, Brady Barrett, Zach Hunt, Nick Stein, Nate Earl, Connor Lyons, down through Hollister, Overmiller, Jake Fowler, and I know I'm missing one, Calvin Ott. Yeah. Those guys just came in and just battled tonight. And they battled every possession. That's all we asked for. And to be quite honest, for us, because we only have 5 beats on our schedule, this is a statement game for us. Yeah. Because we kind of feel like, you know, a lot of people look at us and say, our schedule's soft. You know, we don't play enough B. Well, that we kind of wanted to come in tonight, and I'd be lying if I said we didn't want to make a statement. We want to make a statement to say we're here, and we'll play anybody. play anybody, and that's the way we want it to be. So it's going to be like that all year for us.
Well, looking down the road here, it's a B opponent. It's also a district opponent here tonight. Grand Island Northwest Lexington's coming up. Hastings High, all district people that you're going to play later in the season all be in that same district, which really bodes well for an exciting district. Back to tonight's game, Coach, in the second half, things, maybe your guys, a lot of playing time. You know, you had the big lead. Kind of hard to keep a concentration the whole time. Northwest was much more aggressive, and they showed it inside against you. But the second half, you had the big lead cruising along, but the ball club overall, a great second half, and you got a chance for a lot of guys to play. Everybody that played did play well, though, Coach.
Yeah, they really did. And, you know, that's one thing I really respect GI Northwest, Coach Rackey, and their crew. Number one, he's playing a lot of kids. He's playing a lot of depth. And the thing that I liked about what they did was they really came out and they played extremely hard in that second half. And they made little runs at us, and they did not give up. Some teams would give up and give in. They came at us. They did hit. They hurt us with rebounds. They beat us 14-8 in that third quarter with the boards. So they did a great job in that third quarter, I thought, on the boards on us and getting the ball inside.
I might have been the first thing you said to the guys after the game in the locker room. Maybe great game, guys. But, well, they got us in that second half, and we can't let that happen. You know, that's probably what Coach Selecta might have said. Second thing in that locker room after the game. But, Coach, this week was a little different in the fact that you had a ball game on Monday night, but no ill effects from that. You played last Saturday, then Monday. You got tonight and tomorrow night. So you needed a lot of energy tonight, and the practices this week obviously went well, prepared well. You were ready to go tonight, and tomorrow night, the fourth game in 8 nights, so we'll see how your team comes back from that. But I don't think you have to be too concerned about them getting tired. They seem to have an abundance of energy.
Yeah, they really do. And Blaine, you make a great point. We had great practices this week, and that's a credit to our kids that came in focused after Loop City. We had a great practice on Tuesday, great practice on Wednesday. And that's what gets you better for games and gets you ready. If you don't practice well in between games, sometimes you get those slippage. We didn't have any slippage tonight. So we got to have a great game tomorrow and then some great practices before GICC next week. Donovan's tomorrow. So that's what we're focused on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, guys, don't take too much encouragement. But you had great practice this week. I don't think it's going to become a habit of not having practice on Monday. You're going to be practicing this coming Monday. So the guys better not take it, but you got to have the great practice. Put you in Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Now you got to see how this team's going to react coming off this game. A team that's kind of struggled. But this is the team Coach Foster, who's now an assistant here, coached last 2 years. That comes into play tomorrow. Donovan Trumbull's got some good athletes. They got some good kids over there, and they always give fits, it seems, to the Patriots whenever they play. It's Soup Supper night, so it's going to be a big night over at the Patriots gym tomorrow night. You guys got to be ready.
Blaine, tomorrow night's as big as tonight. Everything's as big as every night. And Blaine, you obviously, you do your homework. You know what's going on. Coach Foster was at Donovan last year, and I'm not going to talk about that situation. But what I am going to tell you is our kids will be ready to play. They will be ready to play. We love Coach Foster. He's a fantastic coach. He does an unbelievable job with our offense. That's why we're scoring so many points. And that's all I'm going to say about that situation. You know, we have great coaches. We have Coach Noyes, great assistant, Coach Lewis, and Coach Kenyon. We've got a great staff. We love our coaches. Our players love our coaches. And trust me when I say there's a little added edge that our players are going to play a little bit harder for Coach Foster tomorrow night. That's going to happen.
That'll be tomorrow night. It's scheduled for 7:45 in the boys. Coach, congratulations. It's a great effort tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow, and thanks for coming up, and keep them going and get some rest, and here we go tomorrow night.
Blaine, I don't get much rest. I'm going to see you in the morning, my friend.
Come down to Hogan.
Coffee at Hogan.
Let's have some.
You got it.
See you at 10 o'clock. Thanks, Coach. Tom Schlechter, boys basketball coach of the Adams Central Fittings. Yeah, Coach will be down tomorrow, and hopefully all the other coaches. Hogan's open house on 4:10:06 tomorrow morning. Right here on 1230 KHS. We'll take our break and wrap things up here at Grand Island Northwest right after this.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Nothing lead in this boys game and go on to defeat Grand Island Northwest by the score of 80-48 as Connor Lyons has 18, Zach Hunt 17, 13 for Nate Arnold, 11 each for Brady Barrett and Matt Obermiller. The Patriots get 8 players in the scoring column, and they win this one by 32, 80 to 48. Adams Central now 11-0 on the season. In the girls' game earlier in overtime, Grand Island Northwest 39, Adams Central 31, as the Patriots outscored 10-2 in the overtime frame. Jalinda Hodson leads the team in scoring with 10 and also in rebounding on the night for Adams Central. The Lady Patriots now 8-3 on the season. For Adams Central, they'll take on Donovan Trumbull. Soup supper night at Patriot School and the Patriot Gyms tomorrow night. The JV games at 4:30, the girls at 6, the boys at 7:45 tomorrow night. So Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. On 1230 KHS Radio, in addition to Hogan's Open House on sports tomorrow morning at 10:06, join us. We'll talk with the coaches while at Hastings College Bronco basketball. The women and men at Dort in Sioux Center, Iowa tomorrow. 2 o'clock for the women, 4 o'clock for the men. Pregame for the women at 1:45 right here on KHAS Radio. Well, that will do it from Grand Island Northwest. Our thanks to Rocky Allman and all the good folks here at Grand Island Northwest for allowing us to come over here and talk about these four basketball teams. The final scores in the girls' game in overtime, Grand Island Northwest 39, Adams Central 31. Into the boys' game, Adams Central 80, Grand Island Northwest 48. For our producer-engineer Stephanie Mueller, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to